how to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report, and it is Tuesday, the 4th of December, 2007. Only 20 days of shopping till Christmas. You know what, folks? I got an idea for you. Rather than lavishing your wife or the wife lavishing the gift for the husband, why don't you consider doing something that would really make a lot of sense? Actually, it would make you a lot of dollars. Instead of buying gifts this year and running them up on your credit card, why don't you do yourself a favor that is probably into next year going to pay you 2 to 3 times on the amount of investment? Why don't you buy some gold and silver? People are scrambling right now for dollars, and the solution to a lot of people's problems right now, at least going into next year, is going to be the purchasing of precious metals. It's a no-brainer. Here shortly, hopefully, my sidekick here on Cash Flow, the program I do on this network from 1 to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, Central Time, every day, I'm going to be starting to talk to some high-power Hollywood people. And, folks, I'll tell you what. We've had some Hollywood people that have been involved before. We're hoping now that the bigger names will come forth. And when that starts to happen, you know, sorry to say, in a society, you know, this pop culture that we have, you know, that we have idols. Hell, they even name shows, American Idol, where somehow somebody sells you an idea of what's trendy, what's cool, what's happening, what's now, whatever you want to use. That somehow that this is going to be fulfilling in your life. Well, take a look at your life. The life that you thought you were going to lead, is crumbling around you. So why don't you consider doing this? Rather than buying gifts for Christmas, maybe put one good gift under the tree, that of gold or silver, and that will keep paying you dividends, so to speak, well into the future. Bob, I don't see... You know, the retail sales obviously are down this year. They had their Black Friday, and they were offering all kinds of discounts, but the retailers are in serious problems right now. And, folks, rather than going into a store and putting on another amount on those credit cards that then you have to pay an exorbitant amount of interest on, and they're jacking them up right now for no reason at all, they don't even need a reason. Senator Carl Levin is having committee hearings in Washington about the credit card fraudsters and their games that they play. And folks, I don't care what you've got. I mean, one woman had a credit card. She gave testimony. She had 4 different cards through the same bank, ranging in interest rates of 8 to 27%. Why? It all come off the same credit report, but they treat each card in each card that you have and each contract, supposedly, contract that you have with these credit card companies, they're treating them differently. I mean, it is amazing. So, folks, put on your thinking caps. Think about how you're going to survive this mess. And then the only thing that you can do is what you're able to do. No more, no less. This has not been a game that's been set up for your involvement. You're the exclusionary slave out there. And do yourself a favor, folks. Get out of that prison. We're unlocking the door. Climb out of it. The real world's a better place to be in.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Folks, just on the issue of credit cards, I don't think that Carl Levin in Washington at these hearings is talking about the practices and the legitimacy of the credit card companies. And you've got to understand something. And here's the problem, Bob, that they're running into with people now going into courts. Deutsche Bank, that was the first one that came to our attention. Christopher Boylo, I do believe his name was, or Boyko, rather, in Eastern Ohio. The bank, Deutsche Bank, was trying to foreclose on some people's mortgages. And the people asked the judge, well, okay, if these people claim that they're holding my mortgage, where's the paperwork saying that that's the case? Well, they couldn't produce it. The judge said, hey, good luck to Deutsche Bank, to all the lawyers assembled. You can't prove that you guys hold the paper on these mortgages. So, adios, see you later. And here's the problem that they're having, and it's the same thing, Bob, with the credit cards. The validation of the debt, the actual accounting, the verification of their claim, and a copy of the contract binding both parties. They can't produce these contracts because there is no contract. Now, you got to have, and here is what a contract, the unenforceable unilateral contract, you got to have at least four of these points to make it a valid contract. Full disclosure, equal consideration, lawful terms and condition, and signatures of the parties. Corporations can't sign because they have no right to contract, as they're just legal fictions. And this is the position that people are finding themselves in. But Bob, it is like they're sleepwalking. They have been going through the motions. They are sticking to what they have believed, their perception of what is going on. We're trying to unlock these cages that people are finding themselves in, and we've opened up the doors, and they're not leaving. You want to know why a caged animal, folks, over years and years and years, and zookeepers will tell you this, wild tigers and lions and, you know, whatever they keep at zoos, that these creatures become more conditioned to their captors and their captivity than if they were just set free, say tomorrow in the jungles of Africa. They have been conditioned to their environment, and the real world, which they should live in, scares them to death. And you can unlock their cage, and they'll just sit there and look at you. Bob, so many people have been psychologically conditioned into this credit, this managed credit from our wonderful bankers, from the credit card companies, that they just can't get it through their heads that this entire thing has been a scam of monumental proportions, to the point that when some people, you tell people this, Bob, they just look at you and say, what the heck are you talking about? They can't grasp it.
Well, I can't put their mind around the diabolic nature of the crime. It is so big, so vast, been going on for so long. They said, how can that be? Well, it is because it is, because it exists. And so how do you solve that problem? All of these people who have foreclosure problems and problems with their credit card debt and other loans which are in the asset-backed category, such as vehicles and motorcycles and pools and mobile homes, do they have enforceable contracts? We could turn the banking system upside down if people would just listen.
And Bob, and I want to go to your phones here. Do we have Robbie? We have Robbie, Mr. Noel.
How you doing, my friend?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Stadtmuller.
We're just discussing the fraud that's been perpetrated on the American people and how they are kind of reticent at times to climb out of their cage, their debtor's prison.
Everybody was in on this scam. I mean, this was a scam of such epic proportions that even the victims were in on the scam. And so long as the price of real estate continued to increase, the victims remained happy and compliant. Victims only turn into victims, obviously, once the rubber met the road, and now we are dealing with the Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Paulson, who is saying to all these people that were part of the scam, irrespective of what the Constitution says, irrespective of what morality says, we are going to change the way contracts are written. We are going to change the rules of the game in midstream, and we are going to selectively pick people who are going to get bailed out. Obviously, the people who aren't going to get bailed out are those people who qualified for mortgages, who played the game by the rules, who paid their mortgages on time, were never late. These people are the people in this whatever it is he's created. Those are the people that are going to get punished. The people that have missed payments or the people who haven't paid, period, are the people that are going to get bailed out. It makes absolutely no logical sense. I hope Bob can explain this to me, but what I'm looking at right now is it's never happened before in the history of mankind, what we are witnessing. I mean, it's almost as asinine as George Bush coming out today and saying, well, okay, so Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons, but they may get them at some point in time. Well, yeah, anybody could. I mean, it's what we're witnessing is history in the making. Historians will be writing about this for decades, and economists.
Hopefully he checked with the Zionists before he made that statement, because it's very important to them that we help them conquer everybody in the Middle East. Going back to the problem at hand, the people who are going to be bailed out are, number one, the lenders, if at all. Number two, people who could have had fixed rate loans in the first place and were talked into the adjustable rate mortgages so that they'd have lower payments, more money to spend, and at the same time really should have never had those kind of loans, but the commissions were very high, and that's why they were sold to them. They didn't buy them, they were sold to them. As far as those who, quote, are going to be saved, all those people out there who should have never had homes in the first place, 85% of which lied on their applications, should all be hauled in for either criminal or civil fraud.
Well, the problem with that is, Bob, that, you know, if, imagine this. Now, in a perfect world, to go out and purchase a home, not a lot of people have a couple of $100,000 or $150,000 in cash they can plunk down to buy a home. So we're told that we can buy this on time. It's a long time. Most mortgages are set at 30 years, fixed. And we're told that, well, you know, with this interest rate at 5 or 6 or 7%, you know, we can figure out your monthly payments and taxes and property taxes included and insurances and all that stuff. All fine and dandy. But what if, in the world in which we live in right now, that you could buy that $150,000 house and not have to pay $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 for it? You know, this game that we keep dancing around with the money lenders, their interest, and their interest is making money off of stuff, folks, that they have themselves have created. You're seeing the end of the shelf life of their little game this time around, but never fear, they can bring it down and bring it back right back up with a strengthened new scam that will eventually weaken. That's the problem with their funny money system. Eventually, it goes to zero in value. But Bob and Robbie, what if people in this country, maybe even modestly, just wanted to buy a $100,000 house? What if they could pay that $100,000 house off in 10, 12 years without the interest? Dead silence,
well,
I get.
That would be nice, but
yes, it would.
It's not going to happen that way in our structured society.
Well, no, it's not going to happen under the current situation. But we've been in this box so long, we have forgotten how to climb out of it and look at it objectively. The government's... Robbie.
Everybody's in on the scam. Government's in on the scam because the government tells you that the reason why you want to buy a house is because you can write off the interest against your income.
Right.
You had Wall Street, obviously, that was selling these adjustable rate mortgages and then packaging them up in collateralized debt obligations that were very attractive to foreign investors and locals as well. Because obviously it was built in and it was sold that, look, these mortgages are going to reset at a future date at a higher rate, therefore obviously more conducive to make. Look, Wall Street, the amazing thing, I heard a guy on CNBC this morning saying that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Citibank made a fortune over the last 5 years in subprime mortgages. They're not only going to give back all that money and some.
Give it back because of the mistakes that they made?
Well, not give it back. It's gone.
Robbie, it's gone. The people in England right now are on the hook for $60 billion for the bad day at BlackRock there, the Rock Bank over there.
Well, sure.
The taxpayers are on the hook for it. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Part of doing business in this world today, folks, is, well, paying bills. Well, how do we pay bills here at this network? Well, we do it through our sponsors. One that I would like to bring to your attention for you people living in New York, New York, New York, and for you people here in Texas. Now, this is going to be spreading all through the states here, but right now it's active in two states, New York, not a small state. Millions live up there. And we've got millions down here in Texas. Well, they got millions in New York City. What is it up to? 9-10 million? At any rate, what I'm talking about here is Energy Swap. If you live in Texas or New York, you need to call. Texas and New York listeners can save 20% on their electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch service. There's nothing complicated. You don't have to have people come out and doing anything at your place of residence. It's all handled over the phone or by computer. You need to go to EnergySwap, energy-swap.com, or call 888-238-6397 to start saving now. They can switch you over rapidly, save you 20%. Think about this, folks. If you're paying an electric bill right now, it's $300 a month, and you save 20%. What is that, 60 bucks off? Guess what? You just got another tank of gas for a week or two, which you can drive around. This is the game that forced us into playing, trying to save some money here so we can apply it over there. We didn't do it. We didn't start it, but we have some solutions to it. So call Energy Swap right now, energy-swap.com, or call them at 888-238-6397 and start saving today. Robbie, I want to go to the phones here in a minute, but you mentioned about the banks and taxes and what you can write off and what you can't. Look, the IRS code book, thousands and thousands and thousands of pages long. Complicated, well, you can write this off, but you can't write that off. You can write this off against your income tax. Whereas the income tax was installed when they passed the Federal Reserve because the international banksters wanted to make sure that Guido got his juice on the money. And they've got us into this trick game while we're throwing paperwork around and getting exasperating and pulling our hair out. There are simpler ways to approach this. We would have a sound, stable economy right now, sustained growth, no dips and bubbles and all things bursting and breaking. And as I said earlier, the rivet's coming out of the boiler. It's at that popping point. I mean, this is totally maddening. On the issue, guys, on the IRS, an apportion tax, everybody pays the same rate equally. Who could argue with that? No deductions, no CPAs, no tax attorneys, no IRS people auditing, doing anything else. You can get rid of one of the government's biggest bureaucracies that they have ever created outside of Homeland Security. But this one's in the job of taking their money out of your pocket that you do not owe. It's a maddening, maddening circle. And I'll tell you guys one thing right now. There's a guy that's running for president of this country. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer I've ever seen, but he's the most common sense approach, logical thinking, honest man I've ever seen in a public office, and that's Ron Paul. He's got the solutions. We want to talk about Lewontin and 9/11. You guys are missing the boat, and you're missing our opportunity here to wake up millions of people, I mean millions of them, on the greatest scam that's ever been perpetrated against them. Gentlemen, agreement or disagreement?
Oh, no question, agreement. And let me just add something. While we were having a telephone conversation today, and I was saying how I hadn't heard from Samuel, who is the coordinator of the Ron Paul get-together here in Phoenix.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yes.
Well, the guy on the other end of the line that I had to get to was Samuel, who informed me that we do have a table available at the event on Saturday. However, because it's been so booked, the table will have to be outside. And I said, well, that doesn't matter. This is the Valley of the Sun. This is Arizona. The sun shines every day of the week.
Yeah.
And he said to me, well, you better check the weather forecast because it looks like it's going to rain on Saturday.
Great.
So we'll be there. We'll have a table there, but it'll be outside and it could be a little wet.
Well, by the way, James Martinez is coming in from Hollywood, and we will see you there on Saturday.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. There's a whole bunch of really good people that are going to be there. So be prepared. I think I don't even think Samuel knows how many people are going to show up.
Well, and you know why this is going to be so big? Because they're not charging for it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And no, but I think even if they did charge for it, people would spring for this one. There's no question about it. The promotion that's gone on here in the Valley of the Sun for this event has been unbelievable, and it's crossed over. I mean, think about this. It's crossed over on both sides of the political spectrum. This is an event that is advertised on the local left-wing stations and the right-wing stations. The only people that aren't talking about this event are the local neocon talk show hosts, who all they can do is ridicule Ron Paul. But yet their illustrious leader, once again today, has demonstrated not only to America but to the rest of the world that the U.S. presidency, just like its currency, has absolutely no credibility whatsoever.
And that's part and parcel of the game, to drive down the respectability of the United States in the eyes of the rest of the world. That's part of the globalist plan as well. That's not an accident. We have a doofus for president because we're supposed to have a doofus for president. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're at the end of an era, living through the worst financial panic in a lot of decades. Now begins global financial instabilities. It is impossible to speculate how long today's turmoil will last, but there now exists an uncertainty and lack of confidence that's been unparalleled since the 1930s, and this ignorance and fear is itself a crucial factor. The moment of reckoning for bankers and bosses has arrived. What is very clear is that the losses are massive, and the entire developed world is now experiencing the worst economic crisis since 1945, one in which troubles in one nation compound those in others. All the central banks are racked by this dilemma. They have neither the resources nor the knowledge, including legal powers, to remedy the present maelstrom, although there is a clamor from financiers and assorted operators to bail them out. The Federal Reserve must also weigh the consequences of its moves, above all for inflation. Then there's the question of moral hazards. Robbie, you brought that up earlier. Is the Federal Reserve responsibility to save financial adventurers from their own follies? Throughout August, The American and European central banks plunged about $500 billion into the banking system in an attempt to unfreeze block credit and loans that followed the subprime crisis, an event which triggered a flight to safety. Well, you know what that means, folks? That meant that the bank's unwillingness to loan money. In effect, the Federal Reserve relied on banks to restore confidence in the financial system, subsidizing their efforts when they were the ones that caused the problems in the first place. The central bank's efforts succeeded only very partially, but in the aggregate, they failed miserably. Banks and investors now seek security rather than risk, and they will sit on their money. The Federal Reserve privately acknowledges its inability to cope with the inordinately complex financial structure. European central bankers are in the exact same dilemma. They simply don't know what to do. Well, let's go to the phones. Mike in New York, by the way, Mike. I am supposed to tell you on today's program here that you're Chelsea in London there.
Yep.
Yeah. Guess who their backers are?
Probably Mr. Chapman.
Barclays Bank.
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Chelsea is owned by Abramovitz, who escaped from Russia.
He's one of the Russian
oligarchs. After looting it.
But ask who his backers are. Barclays Bank.
Okay. Interesting.
So when you're rooting for Chelsea in London, you're actually rooting for Barclays.
Well, I'm a big Chelsea fan.
There's an old expression in England, if you call a guy a Barclays banker, it means there's something else. It's a, this is a family show. I won't go into the specifics of that. But it's not too pleasant.
What's on your mind, Michael?
Yeah, before getting into today's news, I have a minor bone to pick with Robbie regarding a disparaging remark he made in last night's broadcast about having kippers for breakfast.
Kippers?
Oh, God, yeah. That's so disgusting.
I don't even know what a kipper is.
Smoked
herring.
Yeah, he couldn't be more wrong. I mean, we're talking about the nectar of the gods here. Preferably washed down with a raw egg and a full 8-ounce glass of prune juice.
I suppose you like haggis, too.
On occasion.
You know, we seem to be people that are separated by a common language. Mike.
Rhodesian barbarians.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Now that we've cleared up that, Callum, I'd just like to make a couple of comments about the news coming in today. As you say, Bob, the news is coming in. It's thick and fast. It's kind of hard to keep up. You know, the U.S. dollar is heading back down. We've got all of this mess in Florida. And Lord knows, there's probably a bunch of other states in the same category.
They're imploring that everyone, that central banks, lower their interest rates to take the pressure off the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So as they lower U.S. rates, it won't make the dollar go lower faster. Well, and, of course, Canada did that today. They lowered their rates a quarter of a point in anticipation of what would be done by the Federal Reserve here next week.
Yeah.
And the only currency that was weak today in the majors was the Canadian dollar fell 1.34 to 98.79. But the USDX was down 30 to 75.67. Yep. That's going to be close to its low close.
Well, there's talk about, I believe it's on Thursday, the European bank, the ECB, possibly raising rates, because of the inflation problems over there. Now, if that's the case, wouldn't this be a major hit on the dollar?
Yeah, it would, but I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll remain unchanged. The inflation numbers for November are going to come out about 3.6%, and the British will come out about 3.1. Those are what they tell you. Their rates are running, I figure right now, around 6%,
mm-hmm.
and just like, U.S. Real inflation is around 11.5%, and it's getting away from them, and... It, at the European Central Bank, the most important thing that they do is keep inflation down. And they're being forced not to do that by the U.S. Federal Reserve.
But answer me this one, Bob. Then why, I mean, the LIBOR rates just continue to go higher, which basically the LIBOR is interbank lending. And it seems as though by continually raising rates over there, banks don't even trust each other.
Well, that's the genesis of the problem. You had a 62-point, BPS, basis point move yesterday to 672, and it's probably going to move higher. And you're right. So there is a problem with MBS, CDOs, ABS, SIVs, but the bigger problem is the 30-year-old LIBOR interbank system, which has just collapsed. And again, you are absolutely right. They don't trust each other anymore.
Bob?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, Mike.
Regarding the trouble in Florida, how will this, if at all, how will this affect the money market? The municipal
bond
market?
Think it's going to affect it too much. It's you just don't... that there's going to be losses absorbed. The question of who now is going to take them.
Okay.
And this pool, which has been set up by the state of Florida, is responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the people of all of the state of Florida are responsible.
Yeah.
And the local entities refuse to take back anything less than what they put in. And I think they're right in doing that. And then we got to find out what part Jeb Bush played in this, along with his brother, who happens to be president, and the Bush crime family.
Well, there's one of the brothers who was involved in the savings and loan crisis, back in the 80s. I don't remember the brother's name offhand, but he made out pretty well in that.
Colorado savings and loan.
Yeah, correct.
Yes,
yeah.
That was Silverado sales and savings and loan. And they were giving phony loans to themselves, and of course all got away with it because they bought the court, they bought the judges, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, no. Getting back to the mortgage mortgage market, it just hit the wire that that there was a dividend cut of 30% by Fannie, and I'm not referring to either Rosie O'Donnell or Hillary, Fannie Mae. And they're also issuing over $7 billion worth of preferred stock. So I'm sure the current stockholders will be thrilled with that dilution. As you mentioned the other week, I think, Bob, they're probably already bankrupt.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen to Fannie and Freddie and the Federal Home Loan Bank, several major banks will all be nationalized.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the U.S. government, the American people, will end up with all those crummy loans. That's where this is all headed.
Yeah, you know, on a final note, you mentioned, John, that leaven in the Congress is now looking into the credit card.
They're having hearings to quiet the public's angst down because that's the number one complaint business wise in this country.
If this is not a question of closing the barn door after the horse has bolted, I have no idea what is because.
And here's the problem. Here's the problem. Our Congress is just as culpable as the damn bankers.
Well, the Congress is bought and paid for by the credit card industry.
Well, and this is what I've said before, and it bears repeating, that every year that has gone by that we leave this funny money system in place to further erode our true value and assets in this country, for every day that goes by and they do not correct this, they are as much at fault of people that put this into place back in 1913. They are
Absolutely.
Just as culpable.
Absolutely. Not only has that particular horse bolted, it's disappeared over the horizon.
It sure has.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate it very much.
John. Pleasure.
Okay. Well,
thanks, gents.
Thank you for your call. By the way, national debt in the U.S., guys, let me see. For the 2 hours that this program is on, guess how much we went in the hole here in this country? How about $120 million?
Actually, $444 million a minute.
$1 million a minute. There's only 120 minutes in 2 hours. That comes out to $120 million. And this is the total public outstanding debt. You know, this is what we're on the hook here for, ladies and gentlemen, for government services. But this is only about 10% of the real problem. Outside of this, they're not including Social Security, the fund that these critters, again, the culpable ones, have robbed repeatedly. If you or I, gentlemen, robbed a trust, we'd be in jail almost immediately, but not for our vaunted politicians and the District of Criminals. We've got a monumental problem here, and just to put this in comparative figures, when George Bush took office, back in 2000, it was around $5.5 trillion. He's almost doubled the debt, outstanding public debt, in the short span of about 7 years. By the time this guy leaves, he's been in office roughly 7 years. By the time this guy leaves, the national deficit is going to be $10 billion, but that's not the end of the story, is it, Mr. Chapman? Bob, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm thinking here because every time somebody says that, I think of the cash basis of accounting, which is absolutely absurd, and the real debt on a cumulative basis, which would be laid out on a corporate balance sheet, is somewhere between $72 and $100 trillion.
But given that, I mean, the reality is, and let's just stick with the given figure of $9 trillion, just to put it into perspective, from George Washington's administration to Ronald Reagan's administration, the national debt was $1 trillion. From George Bush 1 to George Bush 2, in that shorter period of time, they increased the national debt eightfold.
This is not an accident.
Of course not.
This is
it's part of the destruction of America.
Of which...
And let me tell you what the good news is here. It is my strong conviction that the economy is going to deteriorate severely over the next 3 months to a point where the most crucial debate that any wannabe president is going to have is going to be about the economy. And guess what? There's only one candidate that is talking about the economy, and that's Ron Paul.
And we can help get this guy elected. As I mentioned earlier, we're giving at cost the DVDs, the movie, Freedom to Fascism, labeled up very nicely and ready to go. We request that you order 10 or more of these. We're not making dime one on these things, folks. This is the perfect time amidst all this maelstrom and confusion and chaos out there. We now have receptive ears. Put the information into their hands. Please call us at 800-724-2719. I'm taking 30 copies of these with me, Robbie, out to the show, but I have a funny feeling I'll probably be out of them by the time I see you on Saturdays. But, folks, this is the perfect time. And you want to talk about helping Ron Paul get into office? You're right, Robbie. This is what this man's going to be talking about in front of God and all of his people in this country, and they're not going to be able to shut him up because this is what the guy is ready to do, ready to expose the whole mess and give people. You want to see honesty come from a person? You want to see jaws drop? Just let Ron Paul have a little bit more time to explain his positions and why we're in the mess that we're in. And I'm going to tell you what, they're going to carry this guy in on feathered pillows into the White House. So, folks, do your part. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. Minimally, if you please, order 10 copies or more at $1.25 apiece. You can't go wrong with that. By the way, on the back flap of that cover that this DVD is in, Ron Paul for President, 2008. I want to go to Bruce after we get back from the break. But, Robbie, We have a deal out there for people, the Bob Chapman deal, do we not?
Well, yes, we do. Funny you should ask, but all gold is a deal at this point in time. I don't care what it is. Right now, today on offer, we have the Wilhelm II. It's a German 20 mark. Contains just shy of a quarter ounce of gold, 0.2304 ounces of pure gold. Right now, it's trading at $207. Based on probably the numbers that are going to come out this week, don't be shocked or surprised to see gold breach its previous high of well over $830 before this week's out. So this price is only good for today at $207. If you order 20 or more, you get a free year subscription to the International Forecaster.
And folks, as I said at the top of the program, do yourself a favor. Don't buy gifts for each other. Man buys wife gifts. Wife buys husband gifts. Why don't you put something under the tree that's going to give you returns well into next year? Call us today. Robbie, that number is
800-691-7898.
Call Robbie. Well, call him after his program, The Flip Side.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, why don't you give the gift this year that'll keep on giving? If your spouse doesn't understand what you're doing and you want to put some gold underneath the Christmas tree, well, then include that with a copy of the DVD, Freedom to Fascism, and she'll be thanking you. By the way, call Robbie after his program, which follows this one, Flipside. He's on every day, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central Time, and he's on for an hour. But call him after the program to take advantage of the Bob Chapman special today and get your copy of the International Forecaster, folks. There's another gift that's going to keep giving. Sound, factual information that you're going to need to make any plans and to make any sense out of what's going on today. 800-691-7898. Give Robbie a call in an hour and 5 minutes. How's that one? Let's go to Bruce in Illinois, and thank you for holding on, Bruce.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I have to clear my throat. I apologize.
Go ahead.
Hey, you know, guys, with all this economic news, there's one wild card out there that can change this whole equation. And, John, you alluded to it when you started the show, and that's food. You know, as fast as the dollar is dropping, the Farm Bureau is also trying to push this national animal ID stuff on us,
that's
and they're
right.
trying to take over our food supply just as fast as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know everybody is calling their state legislators and they're calling Washington, but, you know, I think we need to step this up one more notch on this national animal ID. And I think we need to start boycotting the Farm Bureau. I think that people should just, on their own, those that can do websites, those that can call into other talk radio shows here on RBN, and just spread the word that we boycott the Farm Bureau, because if they get control of the food, you know, people go hungry after 3 days. They're not going to be receptive to, you know, protesting or making phone calls.
They're going to be scrambling for
they're
survival.
They're going to be scrambling for something. You're right,
yeah.
John.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see this. I'm a small farmer. I have farmed for 35 years. I had livestock or hogs for 28 years. And all of those markets are gone. All of those small, everything's gone. You know, if this economy goes bad and say we had to go barter, when I was a child 40, 50 years ago, you could go to a neighbor and maybe work to get a beef or a hog or,
mm-hmm.
or eggs or something.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist anymore. So, you know, basically, you know, having gold and silver, having a supply of food on hand, hopefully enough guns and ammunition to keep it,
yeah.
basically what we're going to be down to, because you're not going to be able to have a few hens in the backyard. You're not going to be able to have, a few animals that maybe you can help supplement your food with. And that's why I think it's so important, you know, because money talks in two ways. Because since this is a money show, you know, it talks when you give it and it talks when you take it away.
That's right.
And the power of the people is in a boycott and taking money away. And, you know, Farm Bureau is an insurance company, and only 23% of their clients nationwide are actually farmers. So when they go with a lobby at Washington, yeah, they help farmers a little bit, but basically they're looking to help their bottom line
and
portfolio.
And during the 80s, we saw the consolidation or the elimination of the farms that had been in people's hands literally generations. And where did that property, where did that farmland go to? Oh, that's right, the agribusinesses, the big corporations, they're now in control. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
All right. Gentlemen, that's it for today. Stay tuned for Robbie Noel, the flip side coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And Mr. Chapman, stay well, my friend, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday.
You sure will.
All right. And Robbie, Robbie, quickly, one more time, the Bob Chapman special for today.
Bob Chapman is a 20 German franc, minted prior to 1913. Brilliant uncirculated condition, $210. Order 20 or more and get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. Call 1-800-691-7898. Thanks, bud.
All right. Thank you, Robbie. He's coming up in a few minutes, folks. Give the gift that's going to keep giving. And by the way, you'll get the International Forecaster. That as well will help you out next year. See you tomorrow.